Morning Huddle. With David Hurlbut. Weekday morning from 6 to 7.
Is there anybody alive out there?
The Morning Huddle with David Hurlbut.
In the field. And good morning, Denver! Welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us here on Valentine's Day, Thursday, February 14th. You can always listen in 1340 AM, 104.7 FM, MyLifeSports.com. Maybe you've got the MyLifeSports app on your phone. Numerous ways to listen to the station all day long. Thank you so much for starting your day. Your Thursday, your Valentine's Day, right here with the Morning Huddle. I'm your host, David Hurlbut. Kyle Berry is keeping an eye on things, as always. Packed fun day today. Second segment, Spencer Smith will join us, talk a little Joe Flacco. I know he's a diehard Broncos fan. We'll get one fan's view of Joe Flacco. And he has helped running and organizing the Genesis Open out there in Southern California, the LA Open. Since we have a little insight there, we'll talk about that, although it sounds like there's a monsoon in Southern California, so they may not even get in golf today. TJ Carpenter is going to join us in the third segment. Our old friend TJ Carpenter, I'm sure he has some strong thoughts on Mr. Flacco coming to town, so we will talk to TJ in the third segment, and I mean old, O-L-E, not old. He's definitely 10, 15 years younger than I am, so packed day, 303-831-1340. That is the hotline and the text line. What are your thoughts? What's going on in Denver sports? At Kate Berryhead, Kyle's Twitter, at Hurlbut Huddle is mine. Someone is eager. Kyle's doing well. I'm doing well. Let's do Today in Sports.
Today in Sports with David Hurlbut. Presented by Caliber Home Loans. Let them guide you home. Visit CaliberHomeLoans.com.
Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. February 14th, 1966. Wilt Chamberlain, then with the 76ers, sets an NBA record when he reached a career-high 20,884 points after only seven NBA seasons. The same day, CBS bought the rights to the NFL's 1966 and 67 championship games for $2 million per game. Not a bad deal. 1988, Bobby Allison becomes the oldest driver to win NASCAR's Daytona 500. 1989, Mike Tyson and Robin Givens sadly were divorced, though it's probably better for everybody. 1990, Mario Lemieux, Penguins, ends his 46-game scoring streak. The streak was the second longest in NHL history. Take a guess who has the longest. What else we got here? 2003, a Florida judge issued a warrant for the arrest of Jose Canseco. Canseco had violated his probation that stemmed from a nightclub brawl in 2001. On March 17th, he was sentenced to 2 years of house arrest and 3 years probation. And 2004, Sean Burke, Philadelphia Flyers, gets his 300th win. Burke is the 20th goalie to reach that milestone. What else happened today? Well, of course, it's Valentine's Day. Back in 273, just a couple days ago, Bishop Valentine, who in part because he married couples without the Imperial Rome's consent, is imprisoned, tortured, and beheaded on this day. He is eventually crowned the patron saint of love. So that's how it all started, folks. Oh, the Al Capone massacre today. Back in 1929, the Valentine's Day Massacre in Chicago, where Capone's thugs line up seven men of a rival gang and just take them out, is putting it politely. And in 2005, if you're a fan of YouTube, it was launched this day, back in 2005. Then I believe they sold it to Google for a gazillion dollars, so good for those guys. That's this day in sports and a little history for you folks. Valentine's Day, February 14th. 303-831-1340, hotline and the text line. I can only imagine what is on your minds this morning, folks, as you're getting up, making your way to work. Maybe you're coming home from work, making a little coffee, jumping in the shower. Let's get right to it. There's a new gunslinger in town. You got a new QB in town. Mr. Joe Flacco. 34-year-old Joe Flacco coming from the Baltimore Ravens. Nothing can be finalized or official until the official 2019 NFL season begins. I believe that is next Wednesday. So it's just, you know, sort of an agreement, handshake agreement. It sounds like a fourth-round pick is going back to Baltimore. And I can hear the moans and groans from around the city as this news was breaking yesterday. Of course, after my show. But most does. I mean, what news breaks between 6 and 7? I get it. But I'm driving around in meetings, people texting me, phone blowing up, Twitter blowing up, all the other sports notifications I get. I'm sure many of you get them as well. Flacco coming to Denver in Elway's latest move to solidify the quarterback position. And I'm not exaggerating. I think one person reached out to me and said, hey, Denver just had a serious upgrade. Great move for the Broncos. This person does not live in Denver. That's all I will tell you. What do you think, folks? I'm confused. My head is spinning. I'm pulling my hair out a little bit. I don't get it. Now, some people thought, and I was among some of those who were intrigued if you could get Flacco here along with John Harbaugh. If you could upgrade the coaching position as well. That intrigued me. I was certainly not out campaigning for Joe Flacco. Is it an upgrade? If you're going to push and shove me, is it an upgrade? Maybe by the skin of my teeth, every cliche, every saying there. Maybe by hair, by the width of a piece of paper. I like skin of my teeth. That's a good one. Just looking at the stats from last year. 2018 quarterback ratings. Just to give you some idea, Drew Brees was number 115.7 rating. Skipping down, Jared Goff was 8th, 101.1. Around middle of the class, Aaron Rodgers was 13th, Dak Prescott was 14th, Ben Roethlisberger was 15th. They were like in the 96-97 range. Baker Mayfield, the rookie fun sensation out of Cleveland, was 19th. He had a 93.7 rating. Case Keenum was 29th. Keenum last year had an 81.2 rating. By the way, that's about Roger Staubach's rating, just to show you how things have changed over the years. When Roger Staubach retired, he had the all-time highest quarterback rating at around 81.5. How the league and the game have changed. So Case Keenum was 29th in the league last year with quarterback rating at 81.2. Where did Joe Flacco sit with his, you know, little more than half season played? One spot higher. Joe Flacco was the 28th rated quarterback last year with a rating of 84.2. 12 touchdowns, 6 picks, just under 61% completion rating. Case Keenum had, where's Case's? 62. So Case had slightly higher completion rating, 18 touchdowns to 15 picks. Joe Flacco was better there in terms of ratio, 2-1, 12-6. Got a little dinged up, injured there, and it was almost an excuse for the Ravens, of course, to play their rookie, Lamar Jackson, who took him to the playoffs. I don't get it. Vic Fangio is telling us, you know, death by inches, no more Band-Aids. Does this feel like the biggest Band-Aid in Denver or what? This feels like an ace wrap. I mean, this is not just a Band-Aid. This is a cast. 34 years old, very mediocre numbers. I don't need to tell you folks who are football fans. Very mediocre since his Super Bowl title, and God bless him. He was the MVP, had a great playoff run. I don't need to tell Broncos fans. I wasn't in town yet, but I saw that play. The miracle mile high when Flacco's Ravens beat Peyton Manning's Broncos 11 touchdowns, zero picks in that playoff run. I get it. It's a long time ago. How does this affect the salary cap? What's going to happen with Case now? I could do 4 hours today, but Spencer Smith will join us next segment. We'll talk a little Broncos with him. Then he'll give us an update on the Genesis Open. And, of course, our old friend TJ Carpenter, third segment. Can't wait to hear his thoughts on the newest Bronco as we chat about it here on the Morning Huddle. Place you know I'll find
it. Oh, later when I'm sitting all alone. The Morning Huddle with David Hurlbutt, presented by the Phipps Team, delivering impeccable client service and outstanding results. The realtors you need to talk to are at phippsteam.com.
Welcome back, everyone, on this Thursday. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to my beautiful wife, Mona Lisa, who is at home right now. Love you, honey. Have a great day. See you soon. Tips on tap. I love this. On Tap Credit Union is setting up some great little seminars, for lack of a better word, but they're a lot more fun than seminars, trust me. But they're called Tips on Tap. This one, improve your credit score. Join them at Green Mountain Beer Company on February 19th from 5 to 6 p.m. That's over there in Lakewood. Come and ask questions and get ideas on how a better credit score will save you money. Sign up for the event on the OnTap Facebook page or call them at 303-279-6414. That's 303-279-6414. Or again, the OnTap Credit Union Facebook page. Once again, that is next Tuesday, February 19th, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Lakewood at the Green Mountain Beer Company. Talk a little credit score, ways to improve your credit score, which will help save you money. Trust me, it is imperative in buying a home, and it's just good practice. I mean, you want the highest credit score possible, and they will help you get there. OnTap Credit Union, check them out, ontapcu.org. As we're waiting for our friend Spencer Smith to call in. Is he there?
Yeah.
Oh, good morning, Spencer. How are you, man?
All wet. How are you?
We're doing okay. We got a lot to talk about, and we've got about 8 minutes to do it. I know you're a big-time Broncos fan. I know you are a fan of the NFL. You always call us up, give us some Super Bowl odds, you know, Vegas odds, stuff like that. What do you think about the Broncos' newest addition?
Honestly, wait and see. I see what LA is trying to do. He had the magic before by bringing in an older quarterback with experience, and see if the magic can come back. But at the same time, you know, if he can't make it in Baltimore, and he's coming into a brand new situation here where we have an offensive line that needs to be reconstructed, you know what? You got to be positive and got to be faithful.
Well, I appreciate your optimism. What do you think that does? I don't know if you've checked or anything. What do you think that does in terms of Vegas and their outlook of the Broncos? And, I mean, look, they're a long shot to win the Super Bowl. I get it. But I'm just curious what they think. Do you think that improves their odds or decreases?
I think, honestly, you're not going to see too much movement in any of these odds unless there's a significant injury to a superstar.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you will probably see a lot of movement in the Vegas odds once you get to the draft, once you have all the free agent signings. So come about May or June, that's when you'll start seeing some big moves in the odds to win the Super Bowl and NFC and AFC.
Sounds good. And we will, of course, be talking to you then. But we're also talking to you this morning because you are one of the fine people who help run the Genesis Open, LA Open, out there at beautiful Riviera Country Club. And we like to check in with you each year. Looks like you got a little rain today out there. You gonna get a round in today?
In my opinion, I don't think so. I came from Santa Clarita, which is about 30 miles north, where when I left this morning, we had about 60 mile per hour winds and Whoa. Heavy downpour. I'm now standing on the range, my friend, and mm-hmm. you know where that is.
Yep.
And it's a nice, it's a strong mist right now, but we're supposed to get a lot of heavier rain. I would be surprised if we did go out today, but let's just say this. For all your golf fans, Saturday is going to be a fun day because there's going to be a lot of golf out here that day.
So the weekend looks okay? The weekend looks playable?
Right now, when I looked at my Doppler forecast that we get through the tournament, they're not sure about Sunday yet. Saturday is going to probably be by far the best day. And wouldn't be surprised if we have golf from the moment the sun rises until the moment the sun sets.
Gotcha. We're talking with Spencer Smith. We always chat with him, a little horse racing, definitely our Vegas go-to guy. Spence, I'm loving this field. It looks like the best field in some time at Riviera. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited for this field. And, you know, Freddie Couples is coming back. And everybody thinks, okay, Tiger is the most popular person. Well, most tournaments, yes. Not at this tournament. This tournament, Freddie Couples gets the biggest groups, the biggest following. And it's interesting. I don't know if you saw his group, but they kind of put the senior citizen group together with Davis Love, Freddie Couples, and I hate to say this for Jim Furyk, but compared to the rest of the field, he's an elder statesman. So
yeah,
those three are going to be a fun group out here.
Very likable group. And I'm just looking at some of these other Spence. You got Dustin playing with Bubba. You got Jordan Spieth playing with Phil. You got Bryson, Matt Kuchar, and John Rahm. I hope they're not. I hope there's no bet in there because Matt Kuchar might not pay his bets. Yeah, you know, ha ha ha. Tiger playing with McIlroy and Justin Thomas. What a group, man! Tiger, McIlroy, and Justin Thomas—that is fascinating.
Yeah, I run the committee out here called the Standard Bearers, who are the guys who have the walking signs with each group. And I think every one of my Standard Bearers, except for one, tried to pull a fast one by saying that they wanted to carry the board for the other person and not Tiger. And it's just going to be a great weekend out here. We haven't seen a strong field like this in a number of years, and it's a testament to how tough Riviera is. Everybody knows Tiger's won every single tournament known to man. He's never won here at Riviera.
No, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's the first place he played as a pro when he was given an exemption at the age of 16, so you know he wants to check this off his to-do list.
Oh, absolutely, and I remember that year, I actually got to carry the board for him on the Friday, and when he was a little bit skinnier and didn't hit the ball as far, but definitely a joy to watch.
Absolutely. What else are we looking for in this tournament, Spence?
So, this is, of course, the tournament before we start going back east, and that's why we have a lot of people out here. Strong field. Give you my three picks that I did for my pool here. I know he hasn't been doing well, but I always love KJ Choi.
Yes, you do. You do. I remember that last year.
Yeah, it always seems to be lingering in the top 10, and last year he was until the final day. Definitely love Matt Kuchar to come through. I think he's off to a quick start this year. And this has slowly and surely become Bubba's track, the defending champion. So those are the three to watch, and those are the three I would do in a little morning huddle pool with you.
Give me try and make this fun here. Let's do a little over-under. Let's say, like, top 15. Jordan Spieth, is he top 15?
No.
I tend to agree. I don't know what's wrong with Jordan the last year. I tend to agree. Dustin Johnson.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Coming off his fantastic win last week, my guy Phil, top 15.
It's coin flip.
Yeah, that's tough. Cause it's tough because when you win a tournament, look, it's tough to keep that excellence going.
Yeah, he had won here back-to-back years.
Yep.
So he has the ability. This is one of those tracks that favors lefties over righties with the way it's designed. It's more of a slice course rather than a hook course. So that's why you've seen a lot of lefties over the past 15 years win. Phil, I'm going to say this. You know what? I'll call this. He'll finish 15th place.
Fair enough. I'll give that to you. I'll give you a couple more for fun. Rory McIlroy.
Oh, he has never done well here.
Okay.
Under top 15.
Okay. And Justin Thomas.
Again, another one who's just not done well here. So I think he finishes outside the top 15.
Okay. All right. We've got our picks down. The course is always gorgeous. I've played it a few times. I'm sure you have too. How are they going to deal with this rain? Are they ready to go? Have you chatted with the field group? Are they going to be able to handle this rain?
So about 3 years ago, we had the same situation on a Thursday where we were expecting heavy rain. The Thursday morning groups got started, maybe got up to about 8 or 9 holes, and they yanked them all off the course. And then the next 2 days, Friday and Saturday, they played as much golf as they could just to get in.
Mm-hmm.
With the weather forecast, I know you're a weather aficionado. We're going to have rain all day today, so that's going to be tough. We're expecting a little rain tomorrow. Saturday is supposed to be a great day, and Sunday, who knows?
Yeah.
I'm doing every dance possible to hope that we don't have to go into Monday, but I think we get it done late Sunday.
What is the chance of 3 years ago, remind me, was that a 54-hole winner?
No, we rushed and we got everything done on time.
Okay. All right. Spence, we got 30 seconds. Who wins the Genesis Open, roughly a score, and give me reason why?
I'm going to go with Matt Kuchar at 13 under.
Matt Kuchar, 13 under.
Right. I think he's just one of the hottest golfers on tour right now. It's his time. And, whatever rumors we heard and anything like that, with not paying, hey, he comes into my office every year and says hello. So I got to root for the guy. Nice guy, smile, and he does well at this course.
All righty. You're on record, Matt Kuchar. Spencer, stay dry, my friend, and have a great time this weekend.
All right. You take care. Thank you so much, Kyle.
That's Spencer Smith. We like chatting with him, talk a little golf when he helps run the Genesis Open. Vegas odds, of course. He's going with Matt Kuchar. I'll give you my pick later in the show, but when we come back, TJ Carpenter joins us. Mile High Sports.
You shirt. Legacy, manifest destiny. Back in the days, we wanted everything. Wanted everything. Mama said, burn your biographies, rewrite your history. Light up your wildest dreams, museum victories. Mama said, don't give up, it's a little complicated.
The Morning Huddle with David Hurlbutt, presented by the Phipps Team, delivering impeccable client service and outstanding results. The realtors you need to talk to are at PhippsTeam.com.
TJ Carpenter is going to join us here in one moment. Definitely check out the Phipps Team website, PhippsTeam.com, PhippsTeam.com. I mention them every day, and there's a reason. They're rock stars. Decades of experience, over 1,000 homes sold. Great marketing, great staging. Robin has been selling homes in the Arvada area for 20-plus years. Just cut to the chase. Check him out today, PhippsTeam.com. Well, he's an old friend of the show, good friend of mine. He's on Phantom now. You can watch him on Facebook.com/WatchPhantom every day, Monday through Friday. Noon Mountain Time. Good morning, TJ Carpenter. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, David. Thank you so much for having me on, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. It's been too long. We got to do this more often. But it doesn't have to be huge breaking news for the Broncos for you to come on. But there was a little acquisition yesterday, a new player in Mile High City, a new gunslinger, a new quarterback, if you will. My friend, I'm sure you've got some thoughts on this. I heard a lot of moans and groans around town yesterday. What do you think about Mr. Flacco? What a lead-in, huh?
What do I think of Mr. Flacco? Well, he's Italian,
yep.
So that follows some kind of pattern.
He's got a nice head of hair.
Look, Joe Flacco has not been good in about 6 years. So
yeah.
I think that they're taking on a lot of damaged goods that haven't been very good for quite some time for a lot of money. And granted, they could cut him if they wanted to tomorrow and it wouldn't cost them a dime. But other than the fourth round pick they traded for him,
mm-hmm.
this is not a good look, at least when it comes to the salary cap situation, unless your goal was to spend a fourth round pick to get out from under Case Keenum's contract and Joe Flacco's contract additionally so that you can free up a ton of salary cap space. This doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. Statistically, Joe Flacco is the exact same as Case Keenum, who, by the way, was the exact same as Trevor Siemian. And that would mean now that you have progressively gone from paying slightly under $1 million to now, in 2019, paying $25 million for Joe Flacco's contract and the dead money that Case Keenum's contract would dictate if you can't trade him and you have to cut him for the same quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but I've been told that I shouldn't criticize John Elway, even when he doesn't do things that make a whole lot of sense. So this is great for the Broncos. It's wonderful strategy to pay $25 million for Joe Flacco and Case Keenum's dead money because, John Elway, that's really all I have to say, right? It's great strategy because John Elway.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. We're talking with TJ Carpenter. You know, ever since Fangio has come to town, you hear things like, you know, death by inches, no more Band-Aids, we're tired of the Band-Aids. Isn't this just another Band-Aid, TJ? I mean, what does this say to the fans, to you know, the season ticket holders, to guys like you and me? I mean, isn't this going against everything we've heard for the last week?
Well, you know, for someone like me who, you know, I've been pretty critical these last two seasons of the Broncos, you know, I did not think Vance Joseph was qualified to be the coach. I feel justified in saying that 2 years ago, and mm-hmm. you know, now he's no longer the coach. I was pretty encouraged by Vic Fangio. He seems like he's an intelligent guy. He's finally getting his chance here. I was on board, man. I was ready to see if he could change some things. You know, look, you know, I was optimistic about the draft after how well they had done last season in the draft.
Sure.
So there were Bradley Chubb, Philip Lindsay. There are a lot of things to like about this team moving forward. And then you take a big old Joe Flacco-sized dump on top of all of that. And it ruins, I think, a lot of people's optimism, including my own, about the future of this franchise. And what seemed like a righting of the ship has now just, I think, in many ways been undone.
What do you think they do with Case? Are they going to try and restructure it, try and trade him, cut him? You did mention there is dead money if he's traded or cut, so it's not like they can ship him off and get a ton of cap space. What do you think the plan is now with Case?
Oh, well, they absolutely have to trade him unless they are going to willingly take on $7 million in dead cap space for no reason. So they've got to trade him. Now, the question is, who would be interested in trading for Case Keenum? I've heard some places say that Arizona is a potential landing spot for Case Keenum. But I also know that, you know, Denver is one of these places notoriously bad at putting out this information that is really just more designed to save face for the Broncos than mm-hmm. it is actual data. And that we heard a lot of that last night. The Broncos put it out into the you know, mouths of several local media members saying, well, you know, there were other teams interested in Joe Flacco too. So it's not just us. This is not some sort of stupid, nonsensical move. Another team was also interested in trading for Joe Flacco. So, you know, I was wondering how eager it was on the Broncos' part to get that information out into the public that other teams were interested. And I'm sure the same thing, they'll try to play the same game in the media with trading Case Keenum and say XYZ teams are interested in him. If I were another team, I wouldn't want Case Keenum's contract for Case Keenum's production. You know, that's
right.
The reason why they're trying to trade him. You know, you just got another quarterback who's the exact same statistically and a little more expensive to get away from Case Keenum, and then you're going to try to trade that guy to another franchise? You know, I don't think this is going to work out the way that they envisioned it working out in their head. And, to be honest with you, David, I have a hard time understanding exactly why they went down this road to begin with.
Yeah, I'm with you. And by the way, for everything I'm reading, the other team that may have been interested is the Washington Redskins. That's not exactly a ringing endorsement. It's not like the Patriots were trying to get Joe Flacco. If you're competing with the Redskins, that's not company you want to be in.
Sure, and well, the Redskins would only make sense if Alex Smith was retiring, because obviously they wouldn't be able to carry the dead money of Alex Smith and also pay Joe Flacco at the same time.
Right.
That's just too much money wrapped up in two quarterbacks that aren't worth that much. So you're not going to be paying $40 million for one Joe Flacco. Although if any team is stupid enough to do that, it is the Washington Redskins.
Absolutely. Talk with TJ Carpenter. You can follow him at TJ Carpenter Show on Twitter. Do you think they could get a fifth, sixth round pick back for Case Keenum, try and get a pick back? I mean, is that just wishful thinking?
Possible. I mean, anything is possible, David.
Yeah, yeah. How does this change? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
No. Go ahead.
How does this change the draft? I mean, what does this move tell you that the Broncos are thinking in a draft? Do they take a quarterback at 10, trade back, trade up, still take a QB, take a QB maybe in the second or third round? How does this move impact the draft?
Well, you know, everybody had kind of thought that Drew Locke was a target that John Elway was putting his eye on. There was a lot of discussion about Drew Locke out of Missouri maybe being the Broncos, you know, quarterback that they draft this year.
Right.
I think that that's less and less likely as the days go on. Certainly after this move, it makes it a lot less likely. They could still hypothetically do it, but once again, you're wrapping up another fairly significant portion of your salary cap into the rookie deal of a quarterback, and I just don't know if they're willing to do that on top of all the rest of this. I still think they'll probably draft a quarterback late, but and this is a wise move. I think that they'll probably end up trying to solidify their offensive line and then build a little bit more on their defense through the draft. That's what I would do in this current situation. But then again, you know, I wouldn't be in this current situation if I were the GM.
Is there a quarterback you were interested in free agency other than Joe Flacco? Were you interested in Nick Foles? Apparently they were kicking the tires on Nick Foles, who's had more recent success. He's 4 years younger. Tyrod Taylor, Jacoby Brissett. Was there someone else you were interested in?
Yeah, I thought Nick Foles was a good potential option to bring in and push Case Keenum. Him and Keenum know one another. They've been in the same quarterback room before when they were in L.A. And St. Louis mm-hmm. with the Rams. So they, you know, those are two guys who have been together before. They know how to work around one another. And they've been in a situation where they've had to compete for the same job before. Nick Foles may not like that he would be coming into that kind of situation, and I think he'd be favored by many to be the starting quarterback next season if he had been brought in. I would have really liked to have seen that. Wherever Nick Foles goes, if it's going to have a lot to do with the situation he's put in, whether or not he's successful. And I thought that the Broncos were set up to have a pretty decent situation for a quarterback who knew what they were doing and possessed all the physical prerequisites to make plays. So I would have been interested to see Nick Foles here, but Ryan Fitzpatrick is another name that would have been interesting, but
sure.
I don't know if really any of these names are going to get you where you want to go or where you expect the Broncos to be if you're a fan.
He's TJ Carpenter. TJ, tell the audience where we can follow you, where we can see you on TV, online. How can we follow you, my friend?
You can follow me on Twitter at TJ Carpenter Show. And then, yes, you can watch my show on Phantom, noon o'clock, Monday through Friday, facebook.com/watchphantom. And actually, I have a take versus take video where I argue with myself about whether or not to pay Dak Prescott, coming out later today. So,
oh, I'm a Dallas fan. I'm definitely going to check that out, my friend.
I never cease to be totally ashamed of myself when I watch myself be ridiculous.
My friend, the NFL, the gift that keeps on giving. Have a great day, TJ. Let's do this again soon, shall we?
That sounds great, man. Thank you.
Take care. TJ Carpenter at TJ Carpenter Show. I knew he'd have some strong thoughts on the Joe Flacco trade coming up next week. Let's do more of this when we come back, shall we? It's Valentine's Day. Mile High Sports. I've got no room.
The Morning Huddle with David Hurlbutt, presented by the Phipps Team, delivering impeccable client service and outstanding results. The realtors you need to talk to are at phippsteam.com.
So glad you could all join us on this Thursday, Valentine's Day, February 14th. 303-831-1340, the hotline and the text line. If you need some last-minute plans tonight for Valentine's Day, I really recommend The Butchery. They are Avada's favorite steakhouse, and they are, yes, I'm going to say it, a cut above the rest. Steaks, chops, seafood. I'm looking at their website right now, butcheryarvada.com. They've added a nice little easy way. You can make reservations online through their website, and if you can't make a reservation online, call their number, 303-425-1962. Of course, I always recommend opentable.com for The Butchery. You know, the website's new and improved. It looks beautiful. I'm sure they're doing a gorgeous Valentine's Day dinner tonight. Might try and sneak over there, sneak a dinner in there with the wife tonight, if our schedules allow. But seriously, go on their website, book online, butcheryarvada.com. Have a great dinner tonight at The Butchery. Well, you know, we're talking all the news. Breaking yesterday, Adam Schefter breaking it. It was on every station, every TV station, every sports station. Joe Flacco coming to Denver. Looks like a fourth-round pick headed back to Baltimore. Of course, it can't be official, excuse me, until next week when the 2019 NFL season officially is underway. You could tell by the tone of my voice, my moans, my groans, I'm just not that excited, and I don't really see the plan yet. Now, maybe the plan, maybe this is step two of a 20-point plan. So, as I said a week or two ago, I'm trying to be more patient in terms of sports, more optimistic, trying not to, you know, when it comes to sports, it's often the sky's falling with me and my teams. Ah, the Mets stink. Oh, Phil's going to miss this putt. Oh, what are the Cowboys going to do here? Watch. Oh, great. They're going to run it on fourth and one, right up the middle to against Aaron Donald and Sue. Oh, the Knicks, they'll blow it. They cleared all this cap space. They'll blow it. They won't get Zion or big-time free agents. So I'm trying to be more positive. I'm trying to be optimistic. Right now, it's tough for me to see, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel. I showed you his stats. Case Keenum last year was the 29th rated quarterback in the NFL. Joe Flacco was number 28. You know, you bring in Nick Foles. Apparently the Broncos kicked the tires on Nick Foles. He's 4 years younger, has had more recent success. And by the way, Nick Foles, he did not qualify to be rated as a quarterback last year. He only played 5 games, didn't have enough total snaps. But his quarterback rating was 96, so he would have been right there in the middle of the pile, middle of the pack. And those guys in the middle of the pack, they're capable of winning Super Bowls. Guys there in the mid-90s. Look, Tom Brady right there, 97. Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, Ben Roethlisberger, Cam Newton, Derek Carr. These guys can win Super Bowls. Some already have. They're capable of taking their teams to the playoffs. Joe Flacco has been very, very mediocre since that wonderful playoff Super Bowl run. And he will always be a Super Bowl champion and a Super Bowl MVP. But just the last 4 or 5 years when I watched Joe Flacco, what does he do? He leads the team, you know, down the field for a long, you know, field goal attempt because they have the best kicker in the league. And they gave him some weapons to use this year. Look, you beat the Broncos this year. What are you going to do? But then again, the Broncos were 6-10. A lot of teams beat the Broncos. The depleted Niners beat the Broncos. The Jets beat the Broncos. The Raiders, without Cooper and Khalil Mack, beat the Broncos. I don't see the strategy yet. I hope I'm wrong. You know, I'm just looking at some of the headlines, you know, around the web. ESPN.com, grading the Joe Flacco trade. Denver, D+. Baltimore, B+. You know, Bleacher Report, Joe Flacco trait, another ill-conceived move by John Elway to chase the glory days. So I hope John has a plan. I'm nervous. I'm nervous for Broncos country. I'm nervous for the team, the fan base. It's a passionate, loyal, wonderful fan base. I don't see the plan. You know, I'm hearing Matt Paradis. They're going to let him test the market. I think that's a huge mistake. He wants to get paid. Pay the man. But you just lost a lot of salary cap space to do so. You got to get rid of, obviously, Case Keenum. But even if Case leaves, I'm looking here at SpoTrack.com, looking at the Denver Broncos. By the way, they were around 12th or 13th most cap space in the league. Now they are 22nd with only $18 million left in cap space. Even if you trade or cut Case Keenum, he will still count $10 million against the cap in dead cap money. $10 million. Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow, Lori Latimer-Volkman will join us. I can't wait to hear her thoughts on this move. Brendan Vogt's going to join us tomorrow. I wanted to check in with Brendan, talk a little Nuggets as they head into the All-Star break. By the way, I couldn't dedicate any time to it today, but Isaiah Thomas making his debut last night. Jokic with a triple-double and the putback game-winning shot over the Kings with, what, about 0.3 ticks on the clock. Nice win there by the Nuggets. And Isaiah Thomas back hitting some big threes. Oh, the depth on this team is ridiculous, especially at the guard position. So Brendan will join us tomorrow. But today is all about Flacco. Wish I could do three more hours, but the guys after me will take care of you. Folks, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, the Morning Huddle.